And now it's time for Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland Trujillo. Pastor Roland has been helping people find answers and solutions to life and relationship issues for over 25 years. And now, here's your host, Pastor Roland.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. My name is Pastor Roland. The program is called Talk to a Pastor. Welcome. Today I'm going to continue with my series of programs about stress and about overreacting, because that is your problem. If you're like 99% of people, you are overreacting to little issues and big issues. And that causes several problems. One problem is that you condition yourself to overreact. See, every time you get upset about any little thing, standing in someone in line in front of you is a little slow, or traffic is a little slow, or someone cuts in front of you, or your child doesn't immediately understand what you said, or didn't immediately do what you asked the child to do, and so on and so forth, or your wife comes with some issue when you get home and you're tired, or your husband, you want to talk to him, and then he just sits in front of the television, so you become irritated at him. All these little irritations, upsets, you are literally conditioning yourself to overreact, to react. And your body has to react to the conditioning process. And so what that means is that you are forcing your body to react thousands, maybe tens of thousands of times a day. And on the surface, the symptoms of your reaction might be, tension, okay? And then perhaps things like headaches, tummy aches, and so on. You see, high blood pressure, your heart starts pounding fast, or you see what I mean? Because of upset and stress and tension and nervousness, and then you begin to feel fatigued after a day of being upset. You see? So that's the problem. Okay? Now, the other thing is that when big issues come along, big issues, if you cannot remain calm and unperturbed for the little ones, then how could you ever possibly remain calm for the big ones? You see what I mean? Those are some things that we need to be to address. That's what we need to do, is address those things. And I want to address them from a spiritual perspective so that you can see, and a very practical, down-to-earth spiritual perspective, so you can see where you're messing up. See, it's not necessary to overreact. It's not necessary to get upset. It's not necessary to be irritated. In fact, I'm sure you know people who remain calm. See, but the thing is, some people remain calm in certain situations. For example, a person might be, an EMT, an emergency medical technician, goes in the ambulance, okay, or working in the emergency room or something, remains calm in those situations. But then what happens? That person gets home, here comes his wife, or here comes her husband with an issue, or the child comes with an issue, and now what? Upset, impatience, anger, resentment. See what I mean? So the question is, just what is it that's getting you upset? Okay, what is it? Now, let's start with the obvious, and that's your own family. See, the people that we should be the most patient with, the calmest with, the most forgiving, the people for whom we should overlook little infractions and little errors and so on, we should overlook, okay? That would be our own family. Your husband, your wife, your children, your brother, your sister. But who are the people that we tend to become the most upset with and angry with and irritated at and resentful and judgmental toward? Why, it's people in our own family. So that is not good. So what that means is, if you're getting upset at your own family, then you're going to have to go back to basic training, basic boot camp, and start all over again, because somehow you've missed the boat and your health is suffering because of it, and so are your relationships.
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
Welcome back, everyone. My name is Pastor Roland. Now, if I were simply to point out your error, what is your error, incidentally? Your error is obviously getting upset, which is hurting you and hurting your relationships, okay? It's hurting your health, it's hurting your well-being, it's hurting your emotional life, and it's hurting your relationships with your family, for example, okay? Upset or anger, okay? Or suppressed anger. See, a lot of people suppress their anger. When they're young, they get very angry. And in their anger, they do dumb things and say dumb things and make a mess out of things. See? Get in trouble. And so now, as they get older, they learn to suppress their anger. But what happens? Number one, they don't speak up for themselves about things that ought to be spoken up about. Okay? They become doormats. They become wimps. Everybody walks all over them. Why? Because they clam up and say nothing. They say nothing because, and why? Because number one, they have learned that when they get upset, they say the wrong thing or do the wrong thing. So now, instead of, they suppress it. They're afraid of saying the wrong thing or doing the wrong thing. Okay? Plus, by remaining silent, they have the appearance of being a nice person. See, they have the appearance of being kind and so on, but nothing could be farther from the truth. Underneath, they're full of resentment and secret hostility. See, perhaps even rage. Now, what effect does that have on your body, these suppressed emotions? Not good. Okay? So a lot of people go around doing a slow burn. I've been making a series of videos, YouTube videos. I want to mention, no matter what your issues are, okay, relationship, spiritual issues, or whether they are what I'm talking about today, which is getting upset too easily, that's your problem. You get upset too easily. I have YouTube videos about those topics. But I want to say that if I was to simply point, and I want to mention one more thing, and that is for people who suppress their emotions, suppress their anger, for example, and say nothing. Have you heard of doing a slow burn? Okay, people are doing a slow burn. Well, I was pointing out in one of my YouTube videos about how our body tends to follow what you do as a person, what your soul, see, what you as a person do, your body tends to follow, okay? Your body is like your, almost like a child that follows you and does what you tell it to. So if your soul is impatient and resentful, then your body must become what? Angry, upset, see, fight or flight, see? Have you heard about chronic inflammation? It's a big problem nowadays. I talk about that in my video, incidentally. It has to do with intimidation. It has to do with putting up an ineffective fight and then losing, okay? And then a sustained stressful struggle with something that you never overcome, see? So how come people don't overcome? Have you noticed how everybody's becoming chronic nowadays? How come people don't overcome their depression, their unhappiness, their anxiety, see, their compulsions, their hang-ups, their learning blocks, and so on? Why don't people overcome those? Their what is it, ADD and all that stuff. See, why don't people overcome it? Why couldn't you just overcome it and be over it and then move on with your life to be productive and happy and carefree and free from the issue? See, something is wrong. Well, all right, so here's what I have. I have a lot of help for you because I've been studying this for 25 years. I've been on the radio. This is my 26th year. I've written 18 books. Okay. My newest book is called A Brief Introduction to Stress Management. It is outstanding. It's on Amazon, Kindle. You can get it there. And you can look inside free at Amazon, of course. A Brief Introduction to Stress Management. But here's what you need to do. Number one, you need to see the role of resentment in your issues, your health issues, your family issues, your emotional issues, your all kinds of issues. Resentment, hostility, anger. Okay? Then you need to see that you get upset too easily. And then you need to know what to do about it. Well, the first thing you can do, two things. Number one is let go of resentment. Now that's the spiritual connection. See? Christ said to overcome evil. See, not to be overcome by the world, but to overcome evil. Okay? To overcome evil with good. And the reason why you're not overcoming your issues is because you are resentful. Okay? So you're going to have to let go of resentment. Resentment is a emotional, spiritual thing. You think resentment is just a harmless thing. It's not. It's not at all. So you need to start looking at some of my materials and watching some of my YouTube so you can see just what resentment is and why you need to start letting go of it. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. Welcome, everyone. My name is Pastor Roland. Life could be oh so sweet, and life could be oh so good if you could just learn how to stop overreacting and to be less resentful and more forgiving. Welcome, everyone. Welcome back, hopefully. Or you're just tuning in. See, a lot of people tune in halfway. Ann Landers, they asked Ann Landers after her long career as an advice columnist. She was excellent advice columnist for many, many years. And her daily advice column appeared in newspapers across the country. And after her long career, they asked her one time if she could give people one piece of advice. One piece of advice after all of these years of receiving letters from people about their problems. What one piece of advice would she give? And you know what she said? She would advise people to be more forgiving. To be more forgiving. Okay? Now, do you realize that if you were more forgiving, many of your issues would disappear or resolve themselves? Well, you know, family issues, relationship issues, unhappiness, baggage from the past, fears and anxieties and blocks. Yes, various blocks. Learning blocks, or blocks against being happy, blocks against succeeding. A lot of people are blocked. Life would be just so much better. Okay, you could awaken every morning fresh, like a child, and run barefoot over the carpet, ready for a day of adventure. But now, when you wake up, what you think? Oh no, I've got to do this. I've got to do that. And what it is, I'm going to make it very clear for you. Very clear. Okay. You need to be more forgiving. You need to go through life and overlook, people's little errors and mistakes. No one is perfect. Are you perfect? Are you perfect? Of course not. Okay. Do you make mistakes? Do you make errors? Okay. Do you sometimes see? Well, okay. So other people are not perfect either. So overlook, forgive. That's what it means. Okay. But now I'm going to give you the secret. Are you ready? You better listen up. Turn the dial up. Get ready. Because I'm going to give you the secret to becoming more forgiving. Okay. There has to be some understanding with it. See, I have 3 or 4 5 YouTube videos. They're short. They're like 6 minutes long each, or something like that. But they're on how to forgive and forget. You really need to go and watch those. You can go to my website, talktoapastor.org. Talktoapastor.org. Click on the resources tab, and you'll get a drop-down menu. Look for video sermons. Click on that one. And then I would say, then click on the playlist, and then look for the one about forgiving, or how to forgive and forget, something like that. You really need to have some understanding, But more important than that, you need to see that what it is that maintains the unforgiveness, you know what it is? Resentment. It's resentment, okay? Okay, so if you could let go of resentment, if you could start to let go of resentment, then you would thereby forgive. See? What it is now, when somebody appears, your child, your husband, your wife, your dad, your mom, whoever it is that you resented in the past and judged, but mainly resented. So there they are, and then see, you resent them all over again. See? Or you resent them. You resent what they say, the way they look, the way they talk. You resent the memory. See? You might even have turned the resentment on yourself. Resent yourself. See? But you resent something. So what you need to do is to learn how to watch for those resentments. Watch for it and let it go. Watch for it. Let it pass without indulging. Okay? I've got a beautiful analogy for you. So I'll be right back after this important announcement. Hello, everybody. I happen to believe that the meditation exercise is the key to a stress-free, centered way of living. And I'd like to help you get started. A lot of people would love to have a beautiful CD of the 4-part meditation to listen to at home or to take with them in the car. And so if you'd like to have a beautiful CD of the 4-part meditation, go to talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. Either one will work just fine. As a special offer, I will also send you 2 free ebooks when you order the meditation CD. To receive the meditation CD by mail and 2 free ebooks, go to talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. I have been on a sort of vacation for 3 weeks. My son had some work to do in another city far away, and so I went with him. We stayed with friends, And he worked. And while he was working, then I had time to study, to read, to ponder, and to think about life, and to exercise, and a lot of good things. I had free time. So one of the things I would do, it was very hot there where we went. It was very hot during the day. So I would go to the mall, the shopping mall, an indoor shopping mall, a very nice one, and I would walk and walk and walk and walk. And then I'd do a little studying, and then I'd walk some more. So I got my exercise. But I remember, oh, must have been about a week ago, I was walking, and there was the See's Candy store, okay, See's Candy. And I saw some people in there, and it looked like they were getting a sample. I thought, let me go in and see what they got. So I went inside, and when I walked into the See's Candy store in the shopping mall there, of course, oh, you could smell the chocolate. Take a deep breath, and there's the wonderful, wonderful, wonderful chocolate smell, okay? Well, I smelled the chocolate. I looked at the candies, but I realized I didn't really need a candy. Okay, so I left. So it was not pleasant to go in there, but then I left. I didn't buy any. Okay? So even though I smelled the chocolate smell, I didn't buy any candy. Okay? Well, okay, so what's my point? The point is this. Think about resentment. Here comes somebody that you remember what they said or what they did or something or other. Okay, something about them that irritated you or still irritates you. See, so there now, there's a resentment rising. You see it. Now you see the resentment, okay, rising, see, tempting you to resent them all over again. But this time, instead of resenting them, you let it pass. So just as I could smell the chocolate, but then not buy, not indulge, see? There's the resentment, the temptation to resent the person, to hate the person, to judge the person, but instead you just let it pass. See? All right, now if you could start to do that, go through life, go through the day, you know, just go through the day doing your regular stuff, whatever you do, work, study, have recreation, visit with friends, and whatever you do, okay? And then once in a while, a situation would come along where there's a person, it's usually a person, see, it can be a thing, we can resent things too, but because we transfer them, but mainly it's people. There's a person, your wife, your husband, your child, your neighbor, your boss, your coworker, see? Your uncle, your aunt, your mom, your dad, see? Or there's a memory of someone and what they did. Watch, just stand back, take a mental step back, observe it. There's a resentment, watch it, let it pass, don't indulge it. Just like the chocolate smell, there it is, but you let it pass. The moment passes, you're safe. You didn't resent them anew. And now the conditioning can begin to break down. See, it's resentment that sustains. See, not only sustains negativity, see, and depression and anxiety, see, and memories from the past, baggage from the past, but it can sustain learning blocks and all kinds of things. If you could learn the simple art of letting the resentment pass, then it wouldn't be long before you'd be people wouldn't even recognize you anymore. You'd have a bounce in your step and life would be good and you could move forward, okay, with your life. So, now I want to mention the meditation because the special meditation that I have, okay, helps you to take that mental step back. See, that's the important thing. Now what happens is you fall into the emotions. See, you indulge the resentment and you fall into the anger, into the upset, into resenting yourself, into feeling frustrated, in you see, all of that. And then into guilt, see, for having resented, see, or self-loathing or guilt, and then you try to compensate, and it just goes on and on. So now if you could nip the whole thing in the bud by simply standing back, and that's what the meditation helps you to do, to stand back, okay? So the meditation is very important. It's a little technology, okay, that is very nice and helps you. It's very simple. You can learn it in just a few minutes, and then you can practice it. Meditate for just a few minutes, 5 minutes first thing in the day, and then go out in the world and meditate at noon, 5 minutes, and in the evening. You could turn your whole life around in very short order. Okay, now the really cool thing, I have several meditations. I have a beautiful four-part classic meditation that includes two books with it, and you could get that one for a small donation. But to get started, why not try the free meditation? I call it the Easy Meditation. It's free. Give it a try. Go to my website, talktoapastor.org. Hello, this is Pastor Roland. I love getting letters. I just love getting letters from people. Your comments, your questions, your thoughts about the program, about life. Also, if you'd like one of my books personally autographed and inscribed to you, that's for a generous donation of any amount. Send me a letter, tell me what you'd like, and then I will send it to you and personally inscribe it to you. The address is Roland Trujillo, R-O-L-A-N-D, 1564A Fitzgerald Drive, that's 1564A Fitzgerald Drive, number 217, Pinole, California, P-I-N-O-L-E, Pinole, California, 94564. You can also send me an email. Send your email to talktoapastor@yahoo.com. That's talktoapastor@yahoo.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Yes, indeed, you need some help to learn how not to be upset. One of the big things you can learn is how to let resentment pass without resenting other people. Now, most of you across the country are getting a 15-minute program. I'm on 15 minutes a week, so it's like an infomercial. Okay? You got 15 minutes of it. Now, go to talktoapastor.org and listen to the other half where I talk about the See's Candy Store and the smell of chocolate and how that can help you to have an insight as to how to give up resentment and let go of your learning blocks and your baggage from the past. Until next time, Lord willing and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland. Now you can listen to Pastor Roland anytime by logging on to www.talktoapastor.org. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is talktoapastor.org. Please remember that Pastor Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.